This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Yeah? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here with us today. And let me give you out a phone number in case you decide to call us. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to take us with you as you travel or listen 24/7, the listen line, 605-477-3249. Today, part six of extreme tax deductions, business use of the home, potential business expenses, tax deductions. And class, all the statements that I make are based on life experiences. What others have experienced firsthand, they contain my opinions. Proceed at your own risk. Don't believe anything that I say. Do your own research. Consider this particular class and the five that preceded it on tax deductions, starting your own business. Consider it as entertainment. Do not do any of the things that we discuss in this class if you are not willing to defend yourself. Okay? I'm delighted to be broadcasting with L. Marty Barrett. L. Marty Barrett is a college instructor. She's been teaching for decades in the hard sciences. Welcome, Marty Barrett.
Hey, I figured we forgot a big segment of my taxes. I pay. Uh-huh. I'm from one of those states that pay tons of taxes on my property, uh-huh. And I think that's maybe a big place where I could save some money. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the challenge that I had with the assessor's office in our county? Is that what you're talking about? And how how that worked out?
And how I could do that.
Okay. All right. Well, Marty, here's what I did. We've been at this particular farm location for 12 years. And our taxes have gone up and up and up. And I just happened to see the document come in the mail. Mrs. Fennelli showed it to me. And it's titled the 2017 Notice of Change in Valuation of Real Property. And it locates the parcel number, the location, Mrs. Finelli's name, my name. And in Missouri, it's defined as a section, township, and range. So with those numbers, you can figure out exactly where the land is. And it delineates the 2016 year, and then the residential portion of the assessment, how much money they valued the residential portion of our property, and then there's the agricultural. And if we had commercial use of it and maybe commercial buildings, that'd be in there too. So what it is 2016, the residential plus the agricultural, and then that equals the total assessment. Then they put on the same document, 2017, the residential amount, the agricultural amount, and the total. And then below that, they do a subtraction or an addition, and it tells you the change. And ours went up. Okay, it went up. The assessment went up $480.
Hmm.
And so,
such a random number.
Well, it was probably it's to appear scientific. It's a computer generated thing. And then below that, it says notice to taxpayer. If your assessed value has increased, it may increase your real property taxes, which are due December 31st. If you do not agree that the value of your property has increased, you must appeal. You must appeal the value on or before July 5th, 2017, by contacting your county assessor and then the phone number. Okay? So that's what it
says.
And so all the information I had was what it was in 2016 and what it went up to in 2017. And the difference was $480 in value. Now, that's not the tax amount. That's just the, what they value it at. And then they have a multiplier. And so our taxes, when Mrs. Finelli called, they said they would go up $20. And it's like, what's the big deal? Why would you even contest this for $20? Well, I did. So I made the appointment, and I showed up at the appropriate time, on time, within a couple seconds. I was a couple seconds early. And I met the assessor at the counter, and she was going to show me a couple pieces of paper with figures on them. And I said, is there a place where we can go sit down? Because this is going to take a while. So she thought this was going to be, 5 minutes maybe. Oh, no. So I had lots of questions. And my questions were about, well, let's look at every single line item. Let's look at all the information that you have on file, everything you have on file about me regarding and our property, regarding real estate taxes, pictures, diagrams, square footage, the class of the land, the porches, if we have any, the roof over the porches, everything, every single thing that was taxed. Item by item by item. Let's go over that. And I look at this as education. I was explaining to her that I'm really excited about this because I'm going to meet with the entire family. We're going to sit around the kitchen table, and we're going to discuss this because this is a great education. And thank you so much for meeting with me. And that's how I approach this.
Now, so what, did you dress poorly to impress them that you don't have any money?
No. No. Here's my strategy on that. And I'm glad you asked that question. My strategy is that I want them to understand that if this doesn't work out to my satisfaction, I'm going to be back. I'm not going to be back as a pauper. I'm going to be back as someone who understands what's going on. So when in a situation like this, I try to dress one step above whatever I expect them to dress as. Okay? Just one step above. So, for example, if I'm teaching a seminar on the road, or I will gauge the audience, however they're going to dress, and I will just move it up just one notch, just so that they know I'm the seminar leader, okay? And I just wanted her to know that I'm in charge of this meeting, too. So what
did
I wear?
Dress?
She dressed as a typical person in public, in a public position. It used to be that people who had government jobs would wear a jacket and a tie, or they might wear a sports coat. Now they really kind of dress down. If they have a golf shirt on, a collared golf shirt with khaki slacks, that's pretty upscale today. Well, we'll call that the equivalent of what she had.
Okay.
What I had was actually that's a little above what she had. I had my dark blue jeans, dark blue, okay? Not washed out. My combat boots, polished. My combat belt, a pressed long sleeve shirt, solid color. But I did not wear a jacket, and I did not wear a tie. When I speak, I will wear the same thing, except I'll wear a white shirt, long sleeve, a broadcloth, ironed white with a tie, and a blue blazer. That's what I wear. Same thing, same kind of same kind of jeans, same combat belt, same combat boots, but white shirt, long sleeves, and tie. Okay. So
did
that's how
seem,
I dress.
Impressed?
Impressed in what respect?
Did she give you respect?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely,
okay.
because I wasn't. It wasn't like I had my arms crossed. My body language was not. It did not indicate where I was ready for a fight. It was Columbo. I was Columbo, and I was confused, and I had a couple tools with me. I had had a notebook, a spiral bound notebook. I had the tax documents that they sent us, and I had my calculator. So she knew.
Okay.
she knew that there was going to be some figuring on the calculator as we progressed, because I wanted to understand everything. And then what I did was I asked her for, she had documents in front of her that had pictures of the house, pictures of the barns, pictures of the land, pictures of, you know, the outbuilding.
She had those?
She had, oh, absolutely. It's all on her computer
system.
Where did
she get those from?
Okay, well, she showed up at our house at one point with her camera and took pictures. And then she had a measuring tape, and she went around and measured the outside of the buildings.
Oh, did you see her?
She had, no. I mean, sometimes I have, but they just show up. So now I have to keep the gate locked. I have to keep the gate locked because you never know when these guys are going to show up.
Right.
Usually they show up in January. So we'll keep the gate locked in January. But that's what they do. So she had all these pictures, and so I kept referring to that, and I kept wanting to write on her pictures and her with my pen and pencil, which was a problem because those were the official documents, which caused her to say, would you like a copy of that? Oh, thank you so much. That would be great. I'd love to have a copy. So now I have copies of whatever they have records of. So I have a total file. I have the entire dossier, I believe, or almost the entire dossier on what they have on us. So I have all kinds of handwritten notes, and I asked her to update them. And I asked about everything. Now, in our case, they go by the square footage of the house, and they go by the construction. And I've mentioned on the air that we live in Tornado Alley, and because of that, I wanted a house that could sustain a strong wind. And so we built the house out of heavier timbers than normally done, and we built the siding is stone, and 220 tons of stone. So our house is classified the same as a brick house, and brick is classified as a more expensive cost of building than, let's say, clapboard or cedar shakes or vinyl. So there was an uptick on there. So I asked, okay, what about how did you classify the house? How many square feet? The roof pitch, does that make a difference? We have a very steep roof pitch. That did not make a difference. The type of shingles, for example, if it were a steel roof, it'd be a different value than composition shingles like most people have. We have composition. And so I asked all those questions. If we had fireplaces, it would probably increase the value of our house. We do not, in terms of a masonry fireplace. I didn't want one because of the fire hazard. And it costs more for fire insurance. I'd rather have an outdoor wood furnace. We talked about the type of heating, okay? And I asked questions about, you know, how do you value an outdoor wood furnace for the main heating system versus, you know, propane or a heat pump or that kind of thing. So all of these questions went into the final figures. And I asked, and I only ask questions that I know the answers to. And I guide the discussion to where I want it to go. Okay? I'm in charge.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of this meeting.
I see that.
It does not necessarily appear to be. I want the other person to feel they're in charge. But by my continually asking questions, I'm really in charge. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
When I arrived, I knew that the tax assessor was really in a rush, and she said, just so busy. I've got so many things I have to do. And I said, well, take your time. I cleared my schedule for the rest of the day. Now that's exactly the opposite of what she wanted to hear, right? She's in a big hurry. She's in a hurry, and I got all day. They're mutually exclusive, right? So now she realizes that this is going to be a problem because I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving, and it's not like the meeting is scheduled for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's open-ended. I just show up until we're done. So
did you have assigned meeting time?
I had an assigned meeting time, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I had an appointment time, but not an appointment duration. So it wasn't like 2 o'clock to 2:30. It was 2 o'clock, that kind of thing. So I just showed up
at 2 a.m., as far as you're concerned.
Until we're done. Well, to me, I've got all day. And I let her know. I said, this is great. I love it. I'm ready for as long as this takes. Thank you so much. This is a wonderful experience. I'm really looking. This is wonderful. I'm enjoying it. Okay? That's how I approached it. Do you have another question for me? Or do you want me to continue?
Well, how long were you there ultimately?
Over an hour, close to two.
Okay.
So 2 hours with the chief of the department. She is the tax assessor. She is the boss. Everybody else reports to her. Okay, so I was tying up the boss's time. And normally, getting a meeting with the boss for a half hour is over the top, right? How do you do that?
Right.
Well, right. So, and I do it just by asking questions. And by asking so many questions, the other person is off guard because they just don't get a chance to, you know, resume composure.
It may not be able to justify everything they're saying.
Correct. They have to justify everything they say because each question I ask has three or four more follow-up questions. So within a couple minutes...
Because it got raised, could you do this even if you just want to investigate it?
Absolutely.
And it didn't go up?
Absolutely. I would want to know, where is the justification for this? And I'd like to... In my case, there are not comparables. What that means is I don't live in a neighborhood that has the fourth house over on the other side of the street is similar, except maybe the porch is different. It's not like that. There are no properties that are exactly like ours, not even close. The slope of the land is different. The acreage is different. The style of the house, the construction of the house, the square footage of the house, the location of the wells, the depth of the wells, the length of the driveway, everything's different here. Okay. There's no cookie cutter approach to where we live. So I couldn't bring with me comparables of neighbors. Now, if I did live in a development or a neighborhood that had some similar properties, not identical, but maybe similar, I would talk to the neighbors. I would be friendly with the neighbors and say, hey, listen, I'm going to challenge my taxes. Now, here's what I have. Would you be willing to share information with me and I'll share it with you and maybe we can both get our taxes lowered or maybe get, you know, three families together or have them over for lunch or, you know, the weekend or a cookout and say, hey, you know, just bring up that I'm going to be doing this. And then, because typically what happens in the corporate world and in job world, people do not share salaries. The companies try to say, well, never tell your salary. Don't do that. It's like against the law or something. No, it's not against the law. What they don't want the employees to know what others are making, because then you can all ask for raises. That's what that's all about. Okay. So what I would do is cooperate with the neighbors. I would say, well, here's what mine are. I don't mind showing you. It's like it's a deep, deep, dark secret. No, it's not. It's actually public information. If they wanted to look it up, they could. So the answer is to ask a lot of questions, but make sure you know going in. You know, look at your building plans. Look at the square footage of your house. You know those measurements or have notes about how large your house is, how big the rooms are, that kind of thing. And then,
how about the builder's plans? Would that be a good thing to bring?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you wanted to. But I would do it in note form. I'd have that with me, but I wouldn't offer that. I wouldn't say, let's spread this out and look at it. I would only do that if I knew that I were right and I wanted to challenge them. Say, well, here's the plans. And what I did, in our house, they wanted to measure it. I said, well, here are the plans. But what I did was I photocopied the plans, reduced the plans, and took out everything on the inside. I only gave them outside dimensions. That's all I would give them. So we used my measurements, not their measurements, my measurements, because I know mine are right.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Last couple quick announcements. I don't do this very often, but I've been invited to be a guest on John Stadtmiller's broadcast on Republic Broadcasting tonight at 6 p.m. Central Time. So I'll be there tonight, 6 p.m. Central Time, with John Stadtmiller on Republic Broadcasting. And, Marty, I wanted to let you know that, you know, you may wonder, is anybody paying attention to what we're saying? Well, I just checked TalkStream Live, TalkStreamLive.com, and it shows all the major broadcasts in the United States. And of about 100 different broadcasts that are running right now, we're number 21. So are people
Yikes.
Paying attention? Yeah, they're paying attention. And, here's something interesting. So I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast that, you know, you can appeal the valuation. Well, I don't look at it that way. I'm not going to appeal it. I want them to prove to me that they got it right. So I'm
now,
looking
do
at it.
You challenge everything where you said your building was not brick. It was wood with stone over the top.
Yeah.
Did you challenge that they shouldn't count you as brick?
I did, but here's the difference there. Now, brick is the highest valuation that they go. Stone is even more expensive than brick. And it's not because the stone costs more. The stone actually costs less. But fitting every single individual unique shape of stone on the wall is tough. Okay? Mm-hmm. It took 18 months just to get the stone on the side of the house. 18 months.
Wow.
So it was a huge job. You know, framing the house, that could be done in like 3 months. But getting the stone up, 18 months. So that's... I asked that question. You're absolutely right. I challenge every single thing, but not with my arms crossed, not looking for a fight. Just I need to understand. Help me understand. So that's the whole purpose of how this works. And if you ask all these questions politely, it really works because then they have to prove it. And then pretty soon they start saying, you know what, now let's look at this. Maybe I can save you some time, which really means maybe I can save me some time. And here's something I might have made a mistake on. Okay? And that's what happened. So the question that you're probably wondering is what's the result, right? What's the result of all this?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, our tax evaluation was lowered.
How much?
Well, I don't really want to say that, but it was lowered enough so that it made it worth going to do. And also, I verified that every single acre, and there's over a couple hundred acres of on this farm, so every single acre, I looked at the satellite map as to how the valuation was made. For example, there are different grades of land or classifications of land. So if it's real rocky and you've got boulders on it, you can't really plow it. You can't really plant on it because you have boulders there. If it's less rocky and you still can't plow it, it's worth more, but not as much as bottom land. Bottom land would be flat land that has flooded, over the thousands of years, has the silt in it, and is the best land possible. Okay, that would be the highest valued land. So I wanted to know acre by acre, over a couple hundred acres, how every single acre on the property was valued. Now, how do I know what it should be? I live here. I've been all over the farm.
Right.
I know it's woods. Okay, so I'm looking at the satellite map, and we're clicking the mouse, increment by increment, looking at just acre at a time, and I want to know, and I want to make sure it's right. Now, yes, they did have that right. They really did. But where they did not have it right was the value of the buildings. Now, they assumed that somebody else built the buildings. Well, they didn't. I did. So they said, well, here's how much it's worth. And I said, but that's not how much it costs, because I built it. It costs way less than that, way less. So they had to reduce the value of the buildings because I built them. Okay. Now, they may make assumptions. They may assume that because of the kind of a house someone may live in that has granite countertops in the kitchen and fancy chandeliers and fancy wiring and all that. And I challenged that, and I said, no, we don't have any of that. We don't have any of that. And they had that right, too. They had just average plumbing, average electrical.
Now, how do they know that?
So, well, they're going to have to take my word. I'm not. Well, they just assumed that, which was nice of them. But I'm not going to let them inside. They're not getting pictures of the inside of my house.
What would happen if they looked in your house?
I'd throw them out. They have no business looking in my house.
Would they start looking around? This looks pretty nice.
You mean looking in the windows?
No, I mean, what would happen if you did let them in?
I wouldn't. What they'd be interested. Well, people are curious, right? Well, it's none of their business. It's none of their business. They can only go by the square footage in the exterior. They are not privy to the inside of my house. That's my house.
They don't even know how many bedrooms you have.
No. They've asked and we've told them. They've asked and we've told them. They want to know the number of bedrooms and bathrooms. And that's okay. That's okay. But I'm not going to tell them exactly where they are. You know, I'm not going to give them a map if they want to bash my door down. You know, the cops or the sheriff wants to come in. And I'm not going to give him a map where everything is. He's going to have to find that out. You know, the minute I find out he's coming in, we're going to learn together how this works. It'll be terrible. But I'm not giving him a map of my house.
Okay.
So do you
now,
have,
how often would you say this should be done?
Well,
this challenge.
In my case, whenever there's a change, I would challenge it. Now,
okay.
they may say, well, the value of the land has gone up. Okay, they may say, well, per acre, you know, the county's done this to everybody, and that's going to be a tough nut to crack. I can't challenge that if it's applied to everybody. But if they say your residence went up, I'm going to say why. Your outbuildings went up. Why? We didn't make any changes. What caused that to happen?
Do they specify whether it's an overall increase or whether it's just residential?
Okay, it's only, here's how it's done. They have a number for residential and a number for agricultural. Two numbers. And they add them together, and that's the total assessment. So they change. So I want to know why. Why they change. Now, it could be a phone call. I could say, why did the agricultural number go up? Well, everybody's did because we changed the value of an acre of land. It's worth more now, or it's worth less. Actually, in our case, the value of the land went down. Not much, you know, less than, you know, a tenth of 1%, but it did go down. But the residential value went up, and I wanted to know why.
Okay.
The bottom line is forever, I saved money, okay? So from now on, unless they make a mistake, our real estate valuation is lower than it was before I went there.
Should everybody challenge their property taxes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you need to have some information going in. You need to know the size of your house. You just can't go in and you're going to get one shot at this. So
right.
Make sure that if you do it, you have enough information to go in. And in your case, I'd go in with my husband. You know, talk about it ahead of time. Expect that, you know, this is a meeting it's like going to court almost, where you're going to defend your position. But actually, you're going to do it by asking questions. How does this work?
And in a non-confrontational way.
Correct. But you've got all day. You have all day. Well, I mean, they may say, I'm sorry, I've got another appointment at 2:30. And you say, wow, that's too bad. I guess they'll have to wait. They'll just have to wait, right? Because I'm here now.
Yeah, it's like all over.
Well, yeah, it's like calling the CEO of a corporation, and you know, I'll call the CEO of a corporation, and I'll say, I'm sorry, he's in a meeting, and I'll say, well, that's okay, I'll wait while you get him out.
Do they?
Yes, they do. It all depends. It depends. They don't always do that. And sometimes they think, you know, that guy's got some sense of humor. You know, he's the CEO, and it's just some guy calling. But, you know, sometimes they realize that maybe it's really important. That's why I'm willing to wait. But nobody says that, right? Nobody says, I'm willing to wait. Why you get him out?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you make a habit of calling the CEOs of companies?
Only if I need to. Now, advertisers on this broadcast, when I hear a new advertiser, I will call them up. And I'll say, hey, thank you so much for advertising. I'd love to speak with the CEO. And then I'll introduce myself. And then I'll let them explain to me who they are, what they do, why they do it. And I want to know why they should advertise on the show. I don't get anything for it. I don't get compensated for it. But I want to make sure that if they're advertising, that it's a product that relates and a service that relates and a value that relates to our mission. Otherwise, they can't do it. I have an agreement with the network that I can 86 any advertisers that I don't like.
And which type would you not like?
People who are dishonest. If I think they're dishonest, or if I've heard bad things about their reputation, if I think that they would cheat any of our broadcast classroom, they'd be gone.
What about if they're damaging to the environment?
I certainly wouldn't want that. Mm-hmm. I certainly wouldn't want that. Now, you know, look, we beat up Walmart all the time. Okay? Mm-hmm. the Chinese factory outlet. No, I'll mention them. But I don't go out looking for fights. But if I think there's some damage that would happen to our classroom, absolutely, mm-hmm. I stand firmly for our classroom.
Don't want to mislead your listeners.
Correct. Correct. And that's why we have such a high level.
Most people feel that way. Most people feel the dollar rules.
Oh, no, it does not. It does not. I believe that if you take care of your customers and you act honestly, above board, with integrity, you don't have to worry about profitability. That will just happen. I believe that you should do it the old-fashioned way. You should treat your customers well, take care of them way better than they expect to be taken care of, and they will do the advertising for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
When we had our computer company in Virginia, we didn't even have our phone number listed. There was no Yellow Page ad. There was no advertisements in any media of any kind, no website, and it was all word of mouth. And we were the biggest computer company around, and it's because our customers did the advertising for us.
How did you get the first customers?
Well, this guy heard that I was in the computer business. He heard that I was a computer jockey for a large bank. You know, in small, when you're in a little village, people hear and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that that's what I did. And they asked me for advice. And one guy led to the next and next and next. And I remember one of our very first customers said, you know, your price is so low. What's the catch? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, so low, what's the catch? And I said, there is no catch. And so for a couple of years, she's trying to figure out where the catch is. There was no catch. And so she became one of our biggest fans.
Wow.
Want to talk about your husband's band?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hi. My name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've
got
your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
El Marty Barrett's with us, and we're talking about lowering your taxes. Marty, questions about your husband's band.
Yeah, he practices in one room of our house, but most of the time the band itself practices elsewhere. Does that still mean I can deduct that room from my taxes?
Well, absolutely. Does he use, if he uses that room exclusively for practicing, absolutely. If he uses
okay.
it, yeah. Now, you know, if you use it for other things, then I would apportion how much he uses that room for the band versus, you know, family use. So if he uses one room half of the time, I'd apportion it 50-50. If we're talking about a seven-room house, typically that's the number we've been using for this for these classes. So take 1/7, but half of 1/7. Now, if in your case... Now, in your case, you've got 1/7 for your tutoring business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if he's going to use a different room, that'd be 1/7 for him, too. So now we've got 2/7. 2/7. That's 2/7 of what? 2/7 of everything. The household expenses, the electricity, the real estate taxes, you know, the roof repair, the plumbing repair, all those things that you, you know, that go into the operation of the house, 2/7 of that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking.
Now, what about instruments? He owns a number of guitars. Some are expensive and some are not.
Yeah. Well, if he decides that he wants to sell from him to the business, he can do that at an arm's length transaction value. Okay. So I don't know how much a guitar costs. Let's say $1,000. Let's say if he were going to put that guitar on eBay and he would receive $1,000 for it, realistically, then he can sell it to the business for $1,000.
Okay, they won't question that.
Well, I would go to eBay and I'd print out something that, you know, same guitar, same condition, and just print that out and have that ready to go. And so they say, where'd you get the $1,000? I said, right here.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
But then again, I don't use round numbers for anything. Nothing. I don't even pump gas in a round number because it's suspect. You know, I don't put $32 worth of fuel in my car. It might be $31.74. I will not, no matter what, I do not use round numbers for anything.
It just looks too tidy.
It does. It does.
2-4.
And I was audited once for decades ago for $500 worth of charitable contributions. They hauled me into the IRS and they said, "What's this all about? It's $500. I said, "What do you mean?" So I added up the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, going to church, you know, all the checks, and it added up to 500.00. They said, "Well, that's what this is about. It looks suspicious." I said, "I'll never do that again."
Now, do all your contributions have to be checks?
I have records for all my contributions, yes. And if I don't,
okay.
I have a receipt. I have a receipt.
Okay. Like Goodwill or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'd rather do something other than Goodwill. I don't like Goodwill. I'll tell you why. I mean, what kind of a business? I mean, Goodwill receives free inventory, and then they sell it. Okay? I'd rather sell it on the Internet, for example, and then help somebody directly rather than give it to Goodwill.
Well, that's what I'm wondering about. We have a young woman that we help. She mm-hmm. called the church where my husband works mm-hmm. and said she had no food, no diapers, mm-hmm. nothing. She's mm-hmm. a young woman with two children.
Mm-hmm.
We started helping her as our charity,
mm-hmm.
thinking that she needed everything. We got her to go to school to get a skill, donate a car from some friends of ours and furniture uh-huh. and supplies. Can I deduct any of that we've done for her?
No.
Even though she's not a charity.
No. No, you can't.
Okay.
No, you can't. No.
I'd rather go to somebody than just to some executive somewhere, you know?
Right. Well, like United Way, 11% goes where you think it's going. The rest goes to overhead. So mm-hmm. we do exactly what you do. We help people directly. We do not have the luxury of taking that as tax deductions. However, we know that 100% of what we provide for someone's assistance gets to that person. Now, we don't give them money.
Right.
Like, if someone needed their mortgage paid, we would help them with that. Maybe, we could. But if they need food, they get food. They don't get money for food. They get food. Because I want to make sure that they don't take the money and buy cigarettes or take the money and buy beer or take the money and buy Cheetos. They're going to get food that we approve of. Because we're in charge and we're buying it. And
right.
I applaud you. I applaud you for doing it. So, Marty, 6 hours and we didn't really finish.
We're not done yet.
Marty, thanks so much for being with me today and in class. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.